Well, I would estimate 60 feet plus, maybe quite a bit more. I haven't measured it for a while. Coming from Pear Tree Roundabout, I'm told it looks a bit like a chicken on a long pole.
There's a horizontal bit of wood with...
The horizontal bit is sort of vaguely reminiscent of ancient sailing ships.
It is.
And it's very handy for hanging slogans on if you want to try and influence what the government's doing.
But we want to know, Robert, why do you have this peculiar tree in your front hedge?
Well, it's quite simple. Like many, many people, I have a row of these dreaded things called Cypressus leylandii. And there were originally a row of 30 of them planted between me and the traffic on the road between here and Woodstock. They grow at about a metre a year or 3 feet a year in old money, which meant every 3 years you've got to go up and cut 10 foot off. And they'd been left for a bit. And so the bits that needed cutting off were about 50 feet tall. I spoke to the lady at, if I'm allowed to advertise, Yarnton Garden Centre up the road. We thought it'd be quite interesting to see how tall the Cypressus leylandii might grow if one was just left as a specimen tree. So basically we sort of cut off 29 of the trees to a sensible height and left the odd one. But to try and make sure, because when you've got lots of trees like that, the foliage on each one supports the next one, try and make sure it didn't blow over and cause any problems, we cut most of the branches off to reduce the wind loading. As anyone who knows anything about aerodynamics or goes sailing or any of those things would appreciate.
And are you going to attempt some kind of topiary so it doesn't resemble a chicken?
Well, the trouble is, to do that top bit, you have to go up there with a proper harness to be safe. Mm. And it's not something you want to do if there's the remotest bit of wind around. And as we're on what passes for a hill in these parts, there's very seldom no wind. I understand it's possibly the talking point of tree surgeons across three counties, because no one ever did one like that before.
No. Are you proud to have a landmark such as this that thousands of people pass every day and go, I wonder why that's like that?
Quite often if people are coming, we say, we're the one with the tall tree. And they say, oh, yes, I know that. And 10 years ago or 20 years ago, we couldn't do that because we didn't have that sort of landmark. I'm not sure it's as impressive as a shark going through a roof at Headington, but you'll have to ask Bill about that.
Well, quite.